The law is called Check 21, and the banking industry says it will take check processing from the Pony Express to the 21st century. More financial institutions will clear checks electronically, which means they'll save time and money associated with shipping them physically. That should save banks up to $2 billion a year. But consumer advocates are worried that savings may not be passed on to the consumer. In fact, they're worried it may be an opportunity for financial institutions to create new fees. And Gail Hillebrand of the Consumers Union says it will be an end to the practice of floating checks, writing them out a day or two before a deposit.
The checks you write will clear faster, but the checks you deposit will not necessarily become available to pay bills out of your account any sooner. So if you have ever written a check before the money was in your account, don't do that again.
But the end of check floating isn't necessarily a bad thing, according to Cheryl McCollum of the Wisconsin Bankers Association.
People are going to have to change some of their habits. The benefits of that can be that you are going to be budgeting a lot better, and you're going to be managing your money a lot better than maybe in the past where you were just hoping and praying for that float time.
McCollum says electronic processing will also make it easier to spot fraud, while consumer advocates worry it will make it hard to stop payment on checks. Also, most people accustomed to getting canceled checks sent back to them won't see them anymore. The Check 21 law is optional, though the vast majority of financial institutions are expected to be on board with it. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.